is just really annoying to deal with.
You know, I feel like Bacon has actually found a really interesting home at Hijack, because I feel like he does a good job of, like, keeping it to his 45-minute allotment, and he can, like, shitpost in an entertaining way. And he can also, he does really good visuals for that, too. So, like, it's like a thing. It's like his trademark. He's like the American DJ Ava, in that, like, he can just totally go off the wall and do some, like, ridiculous crazy shit and get away with it, because, like, it's contained in that 45-minute block.
Yeah, he can do some amazing things, but he can also do some really fucking stupid things, and those are what have gotten him damn near banned from radio in the past.
I'm laughing at this. Hey man, you see that guy over there?
Yeah. Does literally fucking anything. Ah, yes. Ed has a hard-on for hating Bacon, from what I understand. I think he's, because he's had to deal with him for the longest, probably, at this point.
He just got
really annoyed.
This is a fucking amazing. Why is there a VTuber speech? What the fuck? Oh, fucking...
Amazing. Oh, that's good. So... depending on when that log is from, I could actually just edit my log and get a screenshot of that doesn't look edited without the weird looking VTuber there.
You know, I actually, somebody said, will there ever be a radio history compilation? I would love to talk to, like, Dynamic Entry again and kind of, like, interview him about the early days of radio.
Yeah, so that, God, does he even remember much about it? I wouldn't know.
I mean, he was around. I remember, like 2 years ago or so, he came back for a while.
Yeah, he did. He came back for a little while, and he said, you know what? I'm gonna try to stream again. I'm gonna try to do a weekly or monthly stream, and then he left after doing like one.
No, yeah, I guess not. No, he's no longer in a place to like want to do that. But yeah, if somebody has his contact info, I'd love to be like, hey, can I talk to you about like the early days of radio and.
Oh, I'm sure that you can find people on IRC have his Steam or something.
Yeah, I'm sure if I ask around.
Kethar, who's my favorite new DJ? Oh, fuck. Let me check. Not including guests or including guests?
I guess including guests.
Well, I mean, we gotta ask the person that asked.
But how?
If we include guests, it's a pain in the arse because, you know, we got so many... too many guests. Staff only past 2 or 3 years. Okay, let's see what staff we have again. That would probably include apt to get to bad DJ.
Sauce, Patchy, Kipu.
So honestly, Suzu does really, really, really fucking good sets. Yeah. I think it might have to be Suzu overall.
Yeah, I would agree. Suzu kills it every time.
He puts so much fucking time into his sets. That's why they're good, but it's like, holy shit, there's no way I ever want to dedicate that much time to a set.
Yeah, he really does put the effort in.
They did say, like, the past 2 or 3 years, and I'm pretty sure Suzu's only been around the past 2 years now, maybe. So, yeah.
Please have fun during my stream. Poor Suzu.
Poor Suzu.
Like, Suzu is such a nice guy. Like, I've hung out with him IRL several times, and he just, like, is the nicest dude. Just would never harm a fly. And, of course, like, the poor dude gets caught in the center of, like, some horrible maelstrom... whether it's me fucking up something or somebody else fucking up something, Suzu's always there in the crossfire, and I'm like, leave him alone! Leave Suzu alone! Suzu's
Yeah, I went with him to AX 2019. That was fun for the most part, aside from the massive fucking lines and shit. That was terrible. So, favorite from 2020 alone, huh? Man, how many DJs did we add last year? Was Patchy last year, or was he 2019? Fuck. I'm pretty sure Saw, at least Sauce to Bad DJ are 2020. Apache was not 2020. Okay, so probably Sauce to Bad DJ then.
Oh no. Susu's being raped again in the thread.
Of course he is. So Bad DJ does good sets too. But there was that issue where I blacklisted him because he decided to play a Itamari radio for like what, half an hour, and said, "I'm not gonna stop even though I know I'm gonna get banned, only, you know, fuck you."
Oh, well,
But you know, his actual sets are really good, so I'd have to go with Bad DJ. So Bad DJ got unbanned because he actually contributed something. He actually made or tried making a useful tool that we then kind of improved upon together, but that was the reason. He actually did something useful. How long have we been talking? I feel like I've fucked up the stream for too long now. I'm sure there's other Shamis that want to call in. Plus, it's like 3 a.m. for you, for Dukes.
Yeah, I'll probably go to sleep.